1. Executive Summary. Cairns Regional Council is well positioned to initiate an arts and disability strategy which breaks new ground in Queensland and Australia, leading a local government response to state and federal initiatives, including the National Arts and Disability Strategy. The Arts and Disability Strategy describes actions and pathways for developing the provision of arts for the disabled community in Cairns between 2020 and 2022, which complement the delivery of the Cairns Regional Council Strategy for Culture and the Arts 2018 to 2022. Footnote 1. Its objective, through this document and the preceding preliminary report, is to provide an informed picture of current practice and experience, identify and address needs and gaps in the provision of council services, outline opportunities for programming, audience development, and pathways to education and employment for people with disability, identify new partnerships that will contribute to sector growth, provide a platform to empower people with disability to express their views and have a stronger voice in strategies to improve opportunities, engagement, and participation in the arts and cultural development. Set out a framework for Cairns Regional Council to assess progress, aligned to the Strategy for Culture and the Arts. Note: the preliminary report can be found at https://www.cairns.qld.gov.au/facilities-sport-leisure/arts-culture/culture-strategy-for-cairns/cultural-services-resources. End note. The renewal of the Strategy for Arts and Culture from 2023 will therefore build on the groundwork carried out in the next 3 years to develop Cairns as a beacon centre and destination for accessible and inclusive arts in Queensland and Australia. Policy and strategy should cross every boundary within Cairns Regional Council. Interdepartmental communication and knowledge sharing is paramount. The goal for Cairns Regional Council is to enable a collaborative network with strong links between people with disability, service providers, arts venues and institutions, schools and the health sector, with a shared aspiration that a collaborative process will have exponential benefits for all. The adopted strategy should include an implementation plan with clear indicators for timeline, resourcing and reporting. Successful implementation of this strategy will depend on all Cairns Regional Council staff understanding and supporting its underlying strategic principle, the social model of disability. Quote, "Disability is a social issue. Barriers to participation are not created by those who are disabled. They are disabled from taking part because their requirements for access have not been taken into consideration." End quote. Footnote 2. In simple terms, contrasting with the medical model of disability based on a functional analysis of physical attributes, the social model of disability adopts a civil rights approach. The paradigm is an important underlying concept which informs all levels of provision and policy. Importantly, physical access to buildings is only one aspect of how arts institutions need to provide equitable services and support wherever possible. Without prejudice or disrespect to alternative methodologies, this strategy uses the phrase "people with disability" as a generic descriptor for everyone affected by either a biological or social barrier. Picture caption: Lake Tinaroo, Lynette Shaw. End caption.